And good morning. And this is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. And guess what? This one is not done on a Friday night. This is done for the anchor, which is done on a Saturday. And this being today, the 21st. I tell you, the month is almost gone. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day, and we're thanking you for the wake up. We're thanking you for all that you have done for the course of the week that we just came out of. We thank you. I almost forgot it was Saturday, Jesus. Still kind of thought it was Friday, because the sleep was good. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the strength, Father. Thank you for the good night peace that you have given. We thank you. We ask your Father that you forgive us of our sins, knowing, unknowing, those, Father, that we haven't even think about and have done, that you know all about, that you know all things. We just ask your Father that you continue to be with us on today, and we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We say yes to you, Lord, and we say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. We cannot thank you enough for everything. And we say thank you. So we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, I just wanted to start this podcast off with the morning because I just felt like a praise. It's like a praise within. So I wanted to give him the praise. I wanted to give God the glory and the honor because guess what? Didn't have to wake up this morning, but because of his grace and mercy, he allowed me to wake up. Amen, amen. So on this morning, this message that again, as I say, this is on the anchor. I put it on to the, the Facebook, and I put it on to the Twitter on Friday night. Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to thank the Lord for what he has done. On the day, this message is entitled Acknowledgement and Turnaround. Why such? Why such message of acknowledgement and turnaround? Because you know what happens in life is that we sometimes don't acknowledge things that we should acknowledge. Acknowledging something, giving it credit where its credit is due. Acknowledgement being something that you say to someone that you thought you forgot. You didn't forget, but you came back and you did it. And you wanted them to know that you have not forgotten that. So you let them know. Acknowledgments come in different ways. Lots of times they come in maybe the way someone may say something. Acknowledgement may come in maybe you're giving a gift to someone, but acknowledgement comes in different ways. And turnaround. And turnaround being something that's different that you do because it's a whole different scenario when you're making a turnaround in something that you may have done. So it's a whole different turnaround in it. It's different. It's not the same thing that you did, but it's something different, a turnaround. Turnarounds look like in behavior, so to speak. Maybe you had a certain way of being towards someone and you changed it and you turned it around because you said, well, you know, I want to be a better person. I want to treat that person different. I didn't recognize what I did. And I want to make a change. And that is a turnaround. So what I try to do is oftentimes I try to put in a scripture of something that I'm talking about. And here it is. Also, just to make a disclaimer of what I always say, when I come on with any issues of grief, because a lot of these issues, we may have grievous issues with them because they may bother us from time to time. They may bother us all the time. We may have it in our minds. We may never talk about it. We may never say nothing, but they bother us. So hopefully these are issues that should they bother you, that there's something that you're thinking about, something that you need to do in fact of maybe making a turnaround and such. The two scriptures that I have chosen is Proverbs 3 and 6 and 3 and 5. And first one, Proverbs 3 and 6 is read thus wise. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. And these are scriptures that most likely you know them. Acknowledging in all your ways, okay? Acknowledging in all the ways. All the ways here, we're talking about giving that praise, giving that glory, and giving that honor to Jesus Christ. To give him, because giving him that praise, glory, and honor, guess what? Because it's due him, okay? It's due him. And when we think about it, sometimes you can't even think about it. You just know it automatically because guess what? You're here. And because of what he do every day, every second, every moment, every month, every year that he does and what he does for you and acknowledging him in all your ways because he does it and he keeps you. He keeps you. You know, with his grace and his mercy, he keeps us and acknowledging him in everything that we do is what we should do. It's what we need to do. And guess what? It's what we have to do, because he won't give his glory to another. And so giving him all his due and acknowledging him in all of our ways, well, guess what? You won't stray on a way that you don't know where you're going, because we can do that sometimes. You know, when we get into the flesh, you know, we want to do it our way. Mm-hmm, come on. And you know, we want to do it our way. We don't want to hear what nobody else had to say, because we think, and then we believe that we are correct. We are correct. You got some people that you can't tell them that they're not correct. They say, oh, you know, well, do it this way or do it that way. And, you know, follow me. You don't follow anybody. Well, we follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if he's leading them to tell you something or say something to you, one thing about the Lord is he backs it up. One thing, he backs it up. He backs it up with what he say. He backs it up because he backs it up in his word. And we should not just go around just listening to anybody, what anybody say, because guess what? You listen to anybody, you listen to what they say. They can easily, and people do that these days. For some reason, the word following comes to mind, because that in a lot of the forums, so to speak, you're following people, you're connected with people in different ways that you are following. And so you are keeping up with them, so to speak. But guess what you're doing? Guess what you're doing in essence? Probably never thought about it, but guess what? You're acknowledging. And you're acknowledging them, even in the platforms that you're there, who they are, what they do, you're acknowledging different things. So same thing with the Lord. He gets all of the forums, okay? He gets every last forum, every forum that we're on, every forum that you're on, if you're doing social media, whatever you're doing, doesn't matter, but that he gets the praise, glory, and honor. He gets the acknowledgement in all that you do. And when he gets the acknowledgement in all that you do, then guess what? He gives the praise, the glory, and the honor that's due. That guess what? He will take care of you. He will take care of you. He will lead you to the path that you need to go. He will lead you down that straight path. You'll understand where you're going. He can show it to you, because your mind's not clouded. Your mind's not on things that it shouldn't be. And your mind is on him. And you're waiting. That's another thing. And waiting patiently on him for his directions. And sometimes for us, it's hard, because we're like, oh, you know, it's hard to wait for what it is that he wants to do. But we have to give him that acknowledgement that we'll do it, that we'll do what he tells us to do, that we will walk the road that he gives to us, show us, and we'll do it. And sure, it takes that perseverance, that we have to do that so that we can, you know, get the message, so to speak, get the message that it's what we should be doing, and that we should be letting him lead us and guide us. Because when we surrender to him and we said that, you know, we wanted him to be our Lord and our Savior. So guess what the path of direction he will do? So therefore, with acknowledgement, acknowledging him in all of our ways. And that's everything. That's not just some of it, you know. And guess what? When you don't, he'll let you know. He'll let you know. He kind of let you know if you know you're kind of going to the left or to the right and he wants you to go straight. He will let you know, directing your path in the right way. So with acknowledging him, like I said, a lot of times we're not thinking about it in a sense of acknowledging. We just feel like we just do it. You just kind of just give people compliments. We say certain things. We do certain things. And we don't think about the word acknowledging. But we need to think about it. And when acknowledging, it's like acknowledging the Lord. You're going to acknowledge him every day of our lives. Amen and amen. Turn around. It said like turn around and going another way, doing something different. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. Okay. In your own understanding. Or well, when you're in your own understanding, you are going to do it. You're going to say it. You're going to maneuver it. You're going to do it your way. You're going to do it your way because you have not seen the area of turnaround. You have not seen that area to turn around because you're still in the mindset that what you are saying, what you are doing, what you're maneuvering and all, that it is correct. Because you're looking at the fact of what you're doing, you have that mindset. Your mindset has not changed. So therefore, the mind of Christ has not hit you yet if you continue to do these things. But in your trusting, your trust is not in anybody. Your trust is in the Lord. And when you're trusting in the Lord, he can show us the way to do the things that we need to do. But we have to trust him and believe him. And in believing him, it's also waiting on him and what he has for us. And not just think you're going to just get it popcorn bag. Just think you're just going to get it ABC and that you're just like, okay. And you start to speak all kind of things and say, okay, well, it's going to happen. Just say it just to say it. No, we going to have that genuine trust, Guess what? You know, with trust, it's kind of something you don't see it. It's kind of something you're not looking at that. It's an actual thing of you're doing that you're just doing it. You're not thinking about it in any way. Well, okay, I'm just going to trust. You're just doing the situation. You're just doing the trust. You're just holding it on. You're just carrying it on in what you're doing. So you're not looking at, okay, I'm going to trust. And even if you say it and you're doing it and you're not thinking about it, but it's just something that you're doing and you're just doing. So with trust, it could be like that. With trust, you're not looking at what it is, but you're just the believing. You believing God for it. He said he will do it. You just say, okay, well, however it pans out, however it goes, you'll be believing God for it. But you know one thing, that you know that when things start looking crazy, when things are crazy, so to speak, and everything is just like it's terrible, okay? It's terrible, 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 and it's like all kind of adversity just come against you and all. You know who that is. You know who that is. See, that again, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And knowing who's making the upset, who's making that upset in that trusting that you're doing. So knowing that the Lord is with you and you'll have the peace about it, okay? I'm not just talking about the peace of, okay, well, you just say it and it's just okay. It's going to show. It's going to show in you the peace that you have. It's going to show in how you go about doing things. That's not even going to concern you. It's not going to concern you because you're going to know. You're just going to know it. You're just going to do it. It's just going to be, and it's just going to just be the way that you are comfortable with, okay? And that the other word is content, and that turning around point and that being content in that state, not caring how it goes. It however it pans out, you're believing God, you're trusting him for the way that the situation turns out. I will be back in a few minutes. talking about the Anchor app. Do you know about the Anchor app? Do you know that Anchor will monetize you? Do you know that Anchor is free? Do you know that you can start your own podcast with Anchor? Do you know that Anchor is an excellent, excellent resource? Do you know that Anchor will help you with the problems that you may experience in the podcast? They have an excellent explanation in Twitter of messages that they will get back to you to help you with any problems that you may have with Anchor. So that right there says a lot about the Anchor app. So I admonish you to give the Anchor app a try. I admonish you to, you know, you can become a podcaster and you may just have a story that you want to tell and you want to expand upon the story. Give it over to the Anchor app. Good music, great music. Put your music in. Put their music in. Anchor is the bomb. Anchor is helpful. Anchor is great. Get on to the Anchor app on today. I cannot tell you enough that Anchor is wonderful. I've been with Anchor for 4 to 5 to 6 years, actually. But they have been great. They have been helpful. And I want to say I love the Anchor. Anchor. Get on the Anchor app on today and enjoy them. Anchor. Anchor.fm. Get on board today. Blessings. I'm back. Talking about acknowledgement and turnaround. Let me ask, is it something that you have not acknowledged? Have you haven't acknowledged the Lord for it? Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He shall direct your path. Make it a conscious effort, but turn around. Is there something in your life that needs to be turned around, perhaps? Let me tell you something. We cannot say that there aren't things in our lives that don't need to be turned around. Now, we may feel that what we are doing is right, but guess what? That's why we acknowledge the Lord. That's why we go to Him, so that He can help us. He can direct us in the things that we don't know. Because there are times that we think we know and we don't know. And He wants to help us to turn that thing around. And so what we don't want to do is we don't want to take that free will and do whatever we want to do with it. Because guess what? We do that. We take that free will that He's given us and you know, we kind of go on our own little tantrums. We know it's true. We know we do it. We can't deny it. And we sometimes try to procrastinate it. And He wants to get our attention. So on today, acknowledging the Lord even more that you have, even more that we do. All of us can do better. We all can do better in this area. So let us acknowledge, let's turn it around and let Him be glorified. Because He's going to get the praise, the glory, and the honor anyway. If you're one of His children, He's going to get the glory. He's going to get the honor of it all, because that's why we know Him. It's developing a relationship with Jesus, always acknowledging Him, always making the turnaround of the things that we need to do. So even here, even today, whatever it is, that acknowledging Him, making sure He gets that acknowledgement, and making sure that the turnarounds that need to be made, He will direct our path and He will show us, because He loves us. That's why. So I say on today, the acknowledgement and the turnaround. Let us go forward. Let us adhere to, as we know, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. So I say to you, you have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the day. And let me say in this podcast as well that there's another podcast that's going on, and it is entitled You Shall Testify. And this podcast is going to be just what I said. You shall testify. It is for the people that's going to come on, and they're going to testify of the goodness and the gratefulness and all the wonderful things of what God has done for them. You see, we don't do that a much. We don't do that as much as we should. We don't testify like we should, and we should. His praise and glory and honor, everything that he has done, because look, he's done everything for us. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge that. And we need to in every way make that a turnaround so that we can give him what he is due. So this new podcast, So You Shall Testify, different people will come on. You know, I'll be asking different people. If you're interested, just leave a message in my website. You can go to www.beneath-the-grief-ministries, counseling services, strikingly.com. And get on there. And let me say something with the website. Beneath the Grief Ministries Counseling Services. mystrikingly.com. I always most of the time get that mixed up. So I say to you, come on to the website if you want to be a part of this podcast and give the testimony that the Lord can be praised and glorified. Blessings to you on today. Wonderful. Blessings. Bye-bye.